This goes to Dr. Gunnell, G like golf, U, N, N like November, E, L, L. Fax 989-802-5029. Regarding Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Fredrickson, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K-S-E-N. Date of birth 3-7 of 1956. Dear Dr. Gunnell, this is a consultation for Mrs. Fredrickson with elevated creatinine levels that were noted in June of 2023. Also, there was an elevated level in September of 2020, but the next lab that was checked in 2022 was within the normal range, 0.9 creatinine. The patient actually is feeling quite well. She has nocturia two to three times a night, and does not usually urinate very much during the day, depending on how much fluid she drinks. She has had a long history of high blood pressure, and she's had overactive bladder and has required oxybutynin and tablets to help. While she was working, she had to use the bathroom so much she required that medication to help her not urinate as often during the day. And that has been helping. She hasn't had a kidney ultrasound done yet, and we will get one scheduled to rule out urinary retention as the cause of the possible cause of the elevated creatinine levels. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no neuropathy of the lower extremities, although she does have severe back pain and sciatic nerve pain, she reports, and no recent weight loss or gain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, degenerative arthritis, chronic back pain, obesity, overactive bladder, depression with anxiety, hyperlipidemia, colon polyp history, and a history of left adrenal gland adenoma. Past surgical history, she had a right breast biopsy for benign findings, bilateral breast reduction, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy with polypectomy in 2018, and follow-up colonoscopy in 2022, and she gets them every 3 years. She had a DNC and also all capital LEE, P like Paul, procedure. She's had an esophageal or EGD done, and cardiac catheterization was done July 3rd, 2024. With recommendations for aggressive risk management reduction and smoking cessation. Social history, the patient has smoked one pack of cigarettes per day for many years. She has quit once for about 9 months and then returned to smoking but has not tried to quit again. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is divorced, lives alone. She is retired from Meyer Mount Pleasant, the deli department. Family history is significant for heart disease, especially young family history of male heart disease at an age in their 50s, hypertension, and substance abuse. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin 81 milligram daily, vitamin D3 daily, gabapentin 300 milligram three times a day, Hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligrams daily. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Lisinopril 40 milligrams daily. Metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Osteobiflex daily. Oxybutynin 10 milligrams daily. Oxycodone 5 milligrams every 6 hours PRN pain. Preserve Vision 1 daily. Crestor 20 milligrams every other day. Zoloft 50 milligrams daily and multivitamins daily. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 248 pounds, pulse 100, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 86. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. 2 to 3 plus capillary refill, pink feet, and she does have edema on both lower extremities, 1 to 2 plus edema bilaterally, and decreased sensation in toes and soles of feet bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done 6-12-2024. Creatinine was 1.32 with estimated GFR 44. Calcium is 10, sodium 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes are normal. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio elevated at 355. And hemoglobin is 12.2. White count was 13.9. Normal platelets. And hemoglobin A1C 529 of 24 is 7.2. And the microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 88 at that time. Assessment and plan. One, elevated creatinine level, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy. She also has gross proteinuria, which is increasingly worsening, and hypertension. We will schedule her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Claire. We've asked her to stop the oral ibuprofen and to avoid all oral non-NSAIDs for pain, and she may continue to use the low-dose aspirin for heart health. Smoking cessation is also strongly encouraged, and the patient wonders if she could get help to stop smoking. We did have a long talk about ways to help make that possible. She may talk to you about considering some Wellbutrin use or maybe some Shantex. And to actually, she has quit once, so she would be able to do it again. I gave her a lot of encouragement in this regard. And she sounds willing to at least try again. And we're going to continue to do labs every 3 months, and a lab order was given to her, so she'll get them done now. And we will check a urinalysis to rule out blood and also other activity in the kidneys. And she'll have a follow-up visit up in the Mount Pleasant office in 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.